This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Voting is taking place for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections today in 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories. Voting began at 7 in the morning and will end at 6 p.m. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh are being covered in this phase. In Odisha, 5 parliamentary constituencies where voting is taking place today are Kandhamal, Sundargarh, Bargarh, Balangir and Aska. Polling is also being held in 35 assembly segments in the second phase today. A total of 40 candidates are in the fray for the 5 Lok Sabha seats and 265 candidates for the 35 assembly seats, which include heavyweight leaders from the BJD, BJP and Congress. In Bihar, polling is underway in 5 Lok Sabha constituencies. Hajipur, Muzaffarpur, Saran, Madhubani and Sitamadhi under the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Over 10.28% voter turnout was recorded in the fifth phase of Lok Sabha polls till 9 a.m. Polling percentage in states include Uttar Pradesh 12.89%, Maharashtra 6.33%, West Bengal 15.35%, Bihar 8.86%, Jharkhand 11.68%, Odisha 6.87%, Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir 7.63% and in Ladakh 10.51%. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a mega roadshow for the party candidates in Puri Lok Sabha constituency and the assembly constituencies coming under its purview. He offered prayers at Sri Jagannath Temple and had darshan of the Lord before going for the roadshow at the Grand Trunk Road of Puri. The Prime Minister will also address 2 election rallies at Angul under Dhekanal Lok Sabha constituency and Cuttack under Cuttack Lok Sabha constituency today. All these constituencies are going for polls in the sixth phase of general elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Bihar starting today. The Prime Minister will arrive in Patna this evening, where he will attend 2 separate programs. After his arrival in the capital city, he is scheduled to visit the residence of the late senior BJP leader, Sushil Kumar Modi, at Rajendra Nagar in Patna, to pay tribute to the departed soul. Sources said Mr. Modi is also scheduled to visit the BJP state headquarters in Patna and hold a meeting with party functionaries. During his 2-day itinerary in Bihar, the Prime Minister will stay at Raj Bhavan in Patna tonight. The Telangana State Cabinet is likely to meet at 3 p.m. today under the chairmanship of Chief Minister A. Revant Reddy in Hyderabad. This was decided hours after the Election Commission of India gave its nod yesterday on the condition that it takes decisions only on issues of an urgent nature. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi died in a helicopter crash. Iran State TV said there is no sign of life at the crash site of the helicopter that was carrying President Raisi and Iranian Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdullahian. The helicopter made a hard landing yesterday afternoon after it got into difficulties in heavy fog in the north of the country. President Raisi was traveling back to Iran following a visit to Azerbaijan when his helicopter came down. The IMD has issued a red alert for severe heatwave conditions over the plains of northwest, east and central India for the next 4 days. The IMD stated that severe heatwave conditions are very likely over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Bihar. Yesterday, Najafgarh in Delhi recorded the highest temperature in the country at 47.8 degrees Celsius. The weather agency also stated that the southwest monsoon has advanced into some parts of the Maldives and the Comorin area, the South Bay of Bengal, the Nicobar Islands and the South Andaman Sea. Ace Indian para shuttlers Sukant Kadam, Tarun and Suhas have sealed their berths for the upcoming Paralympics in Paris. This is the first time Kadam will be taking part in the Paralympics and he will be playing in the men's SL4 category. SL4 is for players with movement affected at a low level on one side of the body, in both legs, or in the minor absence of one limb. And that is the end of this news bulletin.